Hey there, I'm Tiffany. I'm a registered nurse with over 10 years of experience. The Nursing Student Diaries podcast was created to help you get through this crazy challenge called nursing school. My goal for this podcast is to help you feel empowered and encouraged to take on whatever nursing school throws at you. Nursing school is tough, but you, my friend, are tougher. Let's do this. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the Nursing Student Diaries podcast. I am so glad you are here, that you are tuned in and listening. Guys, we are creeping up here on almost 10,000 downloads, which is completely insane to me. I honestly, I'm speechless. I have been watching the numbers slowly climb, and I can't believe how much it's gone up in the past week. So right now we're at 9,700 downloads, which is really cool. I'm so glad that you guys are finding this content helpful for you. But I can't believe that I'm almost at 10,000 downloads with, you know, not being consistent with the podcast. It just shows how much this podcast is needed and how much you guys want to listen to it. So it's awesome for me that I'm actually being able to help somebody out there with this podcast. So yeah, 10,000 downloads. I may do some kind of giveaway or something on Instagram. I haven't completely decided yet because I still can't wrap my mind around the 10,000 number. It's insane to me. So yeah, stay tuned on that. Might be doing something exciting for that. Anyway, so today's episode, I wanted to talk about communicating with members on the healthcare team during your clinical rotations. And I did make some notes for this podcast, which I typically don't do. I kind of just like to talk off the top of my head about something that I've been thinking about. But I did make some notes on today's podcast because I don't want to miss anything. There's a few really important things I want to highlight. So if I'm pausing a little bit to kind of look at my notes, that's what that's about. So just kind of bear with me here, okay? So the first aspect of the communication that I want to talk about is report. So when you get to your clinical rotation site, you get report with your nurse, usually from the nurses that are going off shift. And I just kind of want to talk about what to do when you get report, how to give report, because for me, it was one of the scariest things, I think, as a nursing student and as a new nurse, was the giving and getting report. And I think for me, I say scary because you don't want to miss any information that you give these nurses, right? You want to make sure that everything that you have done over the last, your last shift or last few hours, whatever, is communicated in that report. You want to make sure that all the relevant information that happened with your patient that the nurse needs to know about your patient is communicated in that report. And that's kind of a lot of stress, especially when you're new, when you're learning, when you're first starting out. So the good thing is during these clinical rotations, you are usually paired with a nurse. So it's not completely your responsibility to give the report on the patients. It's the nurse's responsibility. But I know that they will still try to get you to get used to giving report, used to getting report from somebody. So these are my kind of tips on how to give and get report. So the number one thing I think is so important is to be concise. Which I think is a very hard thing to learn because I think as a nursing student and as a new nurse, there's so much information about a patient and you just don't want to forget anything. And of course, it's all important, but there are certain things that will stand out to you about patients that will be more important, that will be important to communicate those to the next provider for people who are taking care of that patient later on in the day. So it's so important to be concise. Another tip I think is helpful is to listen to those nurses that are getting report and how they're taking notes, how they are asking questions to that nurse that's going off shift, and even listen to the nurse that's going off shift and what she's saying, she or he, what they're saying. What important points are they highlighting? What part of the patient are they highlighting? What questions are they asking? What kind of information is being shared? Listening to those nurses and just kind of really sitting there, not just listening to the information that you need to know about your patient for the day, but listen to how they organize that information. And I keep saying be concise, but it's so, so important. When you are a new nurse and you are switching shifts with somebody, you have probably worked 12 hours, probably a little bit more than 12 hours. You want to go home at the end of the long shift, right? And to go home, you need to give that shift report. You need to give that handoff to that next nurse. And if you learn how to be concise and to convey all the information that's needed, you will get out of there a lot quicker and get home a lot faster. So you're going to want to start learning how to do this in nursing school. And I know that you all know about SBAR, right? Situation, background, assessment, recommendation. But it actually is really important and really does help you organize that information that you are giving in shift handoff. So for example, a situation. Patient Smith in room 302, she has complained of severe abdominal pain for the past 2 hours. Background. This patient has a history of chronic gastritis. They've been on protein pump inhibitors for the last 6 months. Currently, their vital signs are stable and they've been on a clear liquid diet. Assessment. So upon the assessment that the nurse did previously, the patient's pain is located in the epigastric region. They rate it 8 out of 10. They deny any nausea or vomiting, but they do say that they are bloated. Recommendation. So the nurse goes ahead and says, I recommend administering the antacid that is already ordered for the patient and just keep monitoring her pain response. If her pain is worse or it persists, they would consider requesting further evaluation by the doctor and updating the care plan accordingly. So, right, that's really easy. So they're talking about the patient, what the patient's experiencing, what they recommend, and what they think needs to be done following up. And I also think it's really important when you're giving and getting shift change report is to avoid bias and don't make assumptions about the patient or their behavior. And I think as new nurses and as nursing students, it's really easy to be swayed by what those more experienced nurses are saying. And it's really hard to not let their opinion of that patient or what the patient needs or what they think is best for the patient impact our experience of the patient or the care that we give them. So I don't know if you guys have experienced that yet or not during your clinical rotations, but you will find that some nurses, while they're giving a report, they'll be like, oh, Mr. Johnson in room 303 is so needy. All he wants is this. He wants his things the right way, da-da-da. And it can kind of give you that bad impression like, oh, great, this patient's going to be needy. And it kind of sets your mind up to think about that patient that way when you really shouldn't be thinking of that patient. You should be thinking about their care plan and what they need from you that day and not let the opinions of the nurse that got off shift sway those opinions of yourself, because then you're going to go into that situation thinking that he's really needy, and every time he asks you anything, you're going to be like, well, that nurse was right. He's so needy. When in fact, he's just trying to recover from surgery and, you know, he can't get around as easily as he did before. He doesn't want to hurt his stitches or anything like that. So he's asking for a little more help because he doesn't want to fall or he doesn't want to hurt himself. So try not to let those opinions of the nurse that's leaving shift or even your nurse that you're with, if they had that patient the day before, letting those opinions kind of sway how you view the patient or view the care that you're going to give them. Another piece that's super important when communicating with the healthcare team is calling physicians when you need order clarifications or when a patient's status changes or you just want to make them aware of something that's going on with the patient, right? And I know that this can be a very scary thing to do, especially as a new nurse, a nursing student. The physicians, a lot of them have been physicians for many, many years. They may be very set in their ways. You may hear from other nurses, oh, Dr. Johnson is so mean, or Dr. Smith always has an attitude every time I call him. Again, I would caution you from taking the opinions or the thoughts of those other nurses into account when you're making decisions, and just kind of don't let that sway you. Don't let that stop you from calling the doctor when necessary to update them on their patient or for ask for an order. Because this is a strategy that you're going to have to use as a nurse in your day-to-day life, and you can't avoid it. You have to call a doctor at some point because your patient's care depends on it. So hopefully these tips will just kind of help you get through that and make it not seem so scary. So again, when you call that doctor, be concise. Many of these doctors will want all the necessary information very quickly. A lot of them have lots of other patients that they need to attend to. They are very busy. They have a lot going on. They're going to want all that information, the important information, very quickly and in a very concise and organized manner. If it helps, write it down before you call them what you're going to say. Prep yourself a little script is what I used to like to do as a new nurse. And that way you're not scrambling through your notes or clicking through the chart to find the information that you need. And be prepared for them to ask questions, which they probably will. Sometimes you may be able to kind of think about, oh, if I'm going to ask the doctor about, you know, all the patient's blood sugar is, you know, below 60. This is what we've done because this is what was ordered. What would you prefer next? Kind of anticipate those questions that they're going to ask. They may ask, well, are they still MPO? Have they eaten anything? Are they on a D5 drip? Just kind of keep that in the back of your mind and to help prepare for those answers that you may have to those questions. And every once in a while, they're going to throw a question to you out of left field that you're going to be like, what the heck does that have to do with anything? Just stay calm. And if you don't have the answer right away, you need to look in the chart. Just say, oh, I'm going to look in the chart really quick. Give me a second. And just be prepared for them to ask those questions. Also, be prepared to give a recommendation. So just like the SBAR says, the R means recommendation. You can give the doctor all of that information and just say, hey, should we give the patient, you know, D10? Should we give the patient an aspirin? Should the patient go be ordered? Should we order the patient a CT because they're having sudden abdominal pain? Things like that, because the doctors will appreciate that you are thinking ahead, that you are looking out for your patient. It also kind of helps them, you know, come to a plan of care. It's just very helpful for you also to kind of think about where this is going to go. And you may be totally wrong. You may offer a suggestion and they can be like, nope, I don't want to do that. I want to do this instead, which is totally fine. At least you have offered a suggestion or what you would recommend for the patient. If the doctor gives you an order at that point, repeat it back to them slowly to make sure it is correct. This is so important. We recently had an incident at work where the doctor ordered a medication. The nurse repeated it back to him, and then he said, no, that's not correct. I want this. So that was a good catch because it was on the phone. It was during kind of like a critical moment. So the repeating of the medication back to the doctor is so, so important to make sure that we are all on the same page, that the patient's going to get the correct med, the correct treatment, whatever. And then ask questions if you don't understand anything that they say. If you're calling them on the phone and the connection is bad, there's nothing wrong with asking them to repeat themselves so you don't make a mistake. And don't let them intimidate you. Like I said before, you are all part of a team working together for this patient. Don't let if you feel like they have an attitude on the phone, or you feel like they're being short with you, don't let that intimidate you for advocating for your patient. And I apologize for my dog, Ray, barking in the middle of that. So typically at the end of the day, at the end of your clinical rotation, you have to meet up with your clinical instructor along with the other students in your clinical to kind of give a report on what you did during the day. And so many clinical instructors will want the whole class to meet up and to talk about what you did with your patients, what you learned that day. And I would just recommend to try to organize your notes and give just facts from the day. Again, don't let those biases or those opinions kind of sneak in there. Don't go to that meeting at the end of the day and say, oh, my patient was mean to me. The nurse you put me with, they didn't help me. It's not really helpful when you're trying to learn something, right? You know, we need to focus on what was wrong with them, what we did to help them, what we did for their plan of care, and what we learned. So maybe you, upon doing your assessment, you actually heard some different lung sounds that you hadn't heard before. That's something to highlight. Were you able to kind of piece together why the patient was on certain medications? That's definitely something to highlight. Those are those things that you need to be looking at when you're at clinical, not focusing too much on, like I said, like the nurse was mean or the patient was mean or you got lost on your way to the cafeteria, right? So we can all kind of joke about stuff like that in those end of the day meetings and the reporting, but your professor is really going to want you to focus on what you've learned and what you could do better for the next time. So kind of highlighting those things that you've learned that day is actually going to help you retain that information. You're going to be able to look back on that patient and say, oh my gosh, that was that patient where I learned what crackle sounded like. That was the patient where I learned why she was on all these medications for her heartburn. Things like that. And I think just taking notes and just kind of looking over what you learned that day before you meet up with your clinical instructor and team can also just kind of help you get organized and kind of put those pieces together, right? Kind of make that picture. So the last thing I want to talk about in today's podcast episode is asking for help during your clinical rotations. So when you are in these clinical rotations, this is a learning environment. So don't ever be afraid to ask questions. If you're going along your rotation and you don't understand something, ask the nurse that you're assigned with, ask your instructor just to help explain it to you. Don't ever hesitate to ask questions or ask for an explanation because you don't want to seem dumb or you don't want to seem stupid or you don't want to seem, oh, I'm running behind because I don't understand something. Or if Sally Sue in your clinical rotation seems to have it all together and you just want to be more like her. No, this is a learning environment. You are here to learn. You are not expected to know every single thing about a patient, about a procedure, about a medication, anything. And even as a new nurse, even as a seasoned nurse, there are going to be things that come up that you don't understand completely and you need to ask those questions for clarification, and that is okay. Your instructor, that nurse, that patient would rather you ask for help or clarification than to do something wrong or unsafe. If you feel the nurse that you are assigned to with that day just isn't helpful for your learning, don't take it personally. Also, some of those nurses just don't want to teach. They don't like teaching. They want to come into work, do their job, go home, and that's it. And some of them may just not be comfortable teaching quite yet. They may be brand new nurses and you don't know. They may be brand new to that hospital, to that unit, and they just might not feel comfortable in their role yet, so they don't feel comfortable teaching it to others. So don't take it personally. If you feel that that nurse that you were assigned to that day just did not really help you learn at all, you didn't feel comfortable with them, just mention it to your clinical instructor. Ask maybe next time to not be put with that certain person. Don't let it get to you. It's not a reflection on you. It's a reflection on the nurse. And like I said, just they may just not be good teachers. They may not want to teach. And you definitely want to be with a nurse or with that clinical team that is going to want to help you grow. It's going to want to help explain things to you. But I don't want you to not ask questions just because the nurse that you're with that day doesn't seem interested in answering you. I would go find the answer elsewhere. Like I said, track down your clinical instructor, ask her questions, maybe ask a physician that might be sitting there, ask like the charge nurse or the nurse manager. I really just want to encourage you to ask questions when you don't understand something, or even if you do understand something and you want to learn a little bit more about it, ask more questions, do more digging, do more research. There's nothing wrong with learning more to help you understand a topic better. I hope this episode was helpful for you and makes you feel a little bit more comfortable with communicating with the care team on your clinical rotations. And just a few takeaways. Like I said, before I keep highlighting, you're in a learning environment. So even if you listen to this episode, you take all these tips and tricks to heart and you feel like you still mess up the next time you're in clinical, that's okay. That's fine. You are learning how to do it. And learning how to communicate with the team is going to take some time. It's going to take some practice before you become comfortable with it, before you feel like you're good at it. And that's okay. This is the most excellent, the best time to learn how to do that. So remember that when you're talking with physicians or giving report to other nurses, or you're at the end of the day with that clinical meetup that you guys do at the end of the shift, to be concise. Just give the facts. Don't let biases or opinions get in the way. And always ask questions. Always clarify anything. And that will really set you up for success. So as always, I hope this episode was helpful for you guys. Like I said, we're almost at 10,000 downloads. It's so crazy. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I really enjoy helping you guys feel a little bit better about nursing school, right? So as always, if you have any ideas about topics you want me to talk about, send me a DM on Instagram. My personal Instagram is at Tiffany Gasai, and the podcast is at The Nursing Student Diaries, all one word. They are in the show notes as well, so send me a DM with any ideas you have, and I will chat with you guys soon.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please post it on Instagram stories and tag me. My Instagram handle is at Tiffany Gasai. Also, feel free to DM me on any topics you want covered in the future. Talk to you soon.